All right, so today we are diving deep into reputation management.
Oh, interesting.
It's a big one.
It
It
is.
really is that whole idea of, how do you control or shape how the world sees you or your brand?
Right.
And especially in this digital age, I think it's more important than ever.
Oh, absolutely, because it's like you leave a trail everywhere you go online.
You can't escape it.
You can't escape it.
No.
Yeah, you're right.
So we're going to be looking at an article today
Okay.
called Reputation Management Tips Helps Crisis and Negative Publicity
Okay.
by Chris Bradley, who is the co-founder of Double Dome Digital Marketing.
All right.
And he's been doing profitable marketing leadership for over 20 years.
Wow.
And one thing I thought was kind of interesting too is he's a big car enthusiast.
Okay.
So I feel like he's someone who understands
Yeah.
speed and strategy.
Popping bumps in the road.
Exactly. Like how to navigate those
You got to
things.
be able to like swerve and
Yeah.
correct and adjust. Yeah.
Totally
Yeah.
right.
That's a really good point because a lot of people think that reputation management is something that you only think about when something bad happens. You know, like, oh no, there's a crisis. Now I need to manage my reputation.
Yeah, damage control.
But it's so much more about building a strong positive presence
Okay.
from the get-go.
So you're saying it's almost like
Yeah.
you lay that groundwork, you lay that foundation so
Exactly.
that when those inevitable storms come, you're
Yes.
not
You're not completely swept away.
exactly. Yeah.
You have something to stand on.
Yeah. And speaking of foundations, one of the things that Bradley really emphasizes in his article
Okay.
is this idea of transparency.
Oh, interesting.
And he really kind of hammers home this point that honesty, even when it's about something negative, is absolutely crucial for building trust.
You know, it's funny because a lot of times our instinct is to do the opposite, right?
Yeah,
Like we want to shout from the rooftops when things are good. But
exactly.
then like when something goes wrong, we kind of want to just like
Sweep it under the rug.
brush it under the rug.
Yeah.
Maybe nobody will notice,
Yeah.
but I think that can really backfire.
Oh, for sure.
Because if you think about it from the perspective of your audience, if you're
Yeah.
trying to hide something and it eventually comes out,
It's gonna come out.
which it almost always does. Not
Yeah.
only have you know, kind of broken that trust,
Right.
but you've also missed an opportunity to show that you're accountable and
Okay.
that you're committed to fixing things.
I guess it shows strength if you can own your mistakes instead of hiding them.
Right.
But what does that look like in practice?
Yeah.
How do you actually, do transparency?
Yeah, transparency doesn't mean just like oversharing every little detail.
Right.
It's about being upfront and honest about the issues that really matter
Okay.
to your stakeholders. So you know your customers, your employees,
Yeah.
anyone who's impacted by what you're doing.
Right.
And it's about communicating clearly and proactively
Okay.
rather than letting rumors and speculation kind of fill that void.
So being strategic about what you share and when you share it.
Exactly.
And another thing that Bradley talks about in this article that I think is super important
Okay.
is the idea of having
Oh,
a plan
plan.
in place before a crisis even hits.
Oh, I like that.
Right. He
Yes.
used this analogy of a fire drill.
Okay. Yeah.
You might not need it very often,
Yeah.
but when you do,
Yeah.
being prepared can really be the difference between
Right.
a minor inconvenience and like a full-blown
Catastrophe.
catastrophe,
Yes.
right?
Yeah.
So it's not about scrambling
Right.
to react when something goes wrong.
It's
Because you've
your
already thought through, okay,
You've got the steps in place.
who is communicating what
Yes.
to whom, and how are we going to get this message out there?
Yeah, you've got like a roadmap to
Yeah.
guide you through the chaos.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love that, the roadmap analogy. It's so true. But how do you know what to even plan for?
Right.
I mean, crises can come in so many different.
That's where a little bit of like risk assessment
Okay.
comes in. So you have
Bye.
to think about what are the potential vulnerabilities,
Okay.
you know, in your business
Okay.
or for your personal brand. Like,
Right.
what are the things that could go wrong?
Yeah.
What are the things that could potentially damage your reputation?
Okay, so you're identifying those weaknesses
Right.
and then figuring out, okay, well, how would we handle this
Exactly.
if this happened? And
Right.
that becomes part of your plan.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And the plan, I think, is also important to remember that it's not like set in stone.
Right.
Like you said, there's so many different things that can happen.
Yeah.
You kind of have to be able to adjust as you go.
It's a living document.
It's a living document. I love that.
You revisit it.
Yes.
You update it as things change.
Exactly.
As your circumstances change.
Yeah, because the world is constantly changing.
The world is changing.
And our situations are changing.
Yes, exactly.
So yeah, you have to be adaptable.
Okay, I love it.
All right.
So that's a great foundation to build on.
Yes, it is.
Now let's talk about some of those specifics.
Okay, right.
About how we actually put these ideas into action.
Let's do it.
Because it's one thing to talk about transparency and planning.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a whole other thing to actually do it.
Totally, yeah. You know, I think having that plan, like we were just talking about, really helps you stay calm and focused when you are dealing with those, you know, fires, especially online.
Right. And speaking of online, Bradley really stresses how crucial it is to be monitoring what people are saying about you online, particularly on social media.
It is a whole other world out there.
It's like this wild west of opinions and news and rumors.
It can spread like wildfire.
Yeah, the speed is crazy.
Yeah, and the reach, you know, like you can't control it.
Yeah.
But that also presents a really big opportunity. Okay. If you're actively listening and engaging, you can actually use these platforms to build relationships, to address concerns, and even turn negative situations around.
You know what? I was really struck by some of the examples that Bradley shared in his article about brands that really successfully navigated social media complaints.
Yeah.
And just that idea of being responsive.
Right.
Like really turn things around.
Like really taking ownership and, you know, showing that you care.
Yeah. Like he shared this one story about a customer who tweeted about like a faulty product.
Right.
And the company immediately offered a replacement.
Wow.
And a discount on their next purchase.
That's amazing.
And that, I feel like, speaks volumes.
It does. It shows that you're not just listening.
Right.
But you're actually taking action.
Yes.
To make things right.
And I think those actions really do speak louder than any marketing campaign you can.
Yeah, possibly.
Words are cheap. You got to like.
Show it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's not just about. I'm putting out those fires online.
Right.
It's about building those relationships.
Yes.
And that kind of leads us to influencers and...
Yes, brand advocate.
Brand advocates, right.
Bradley talks about how valuable these individuals can be, especially when you're trying to like rebuild trust or reach a wider audience.
Okay.
Think about it this way, like who are you more likely to trust? Like a faceless corporation.
Right.
Or someone that you admire.
Right.
Who genuinely recommends a product or service.
I mean, we all have those people that we go to for recommendations, whether it's
our friends.
Our friends, family, or even like online personalities. Like bloggers. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It comes down to authenticity.
Right.
People can spot a fake a mile away.
Totally.
So when you're working with influencers or advocates, it's really important to partner with people who like genuinely align with your values and your brand.
Okay, so finding those genuine connections.
Yeah, it's not just about like slapping a celebrity endorsement on something.
Yeah, totally.
Like it has to be a good fit.
It has to be authentic.
Yes.
And speaking of online visibility,
yes.
I'm curious to get your take on SEO.
Okay.
Because Bradley talks about that in the article.
Right.
I'll be honest.
Yeah.
SEO.
Search engine optimization.
Yes. Thank you.
You got it.
It's always felt a bit like this mysterious technical thing that
I know.
Can't quite wrap my head around.
It can seem intimidating, but it's really just about making sure that your online content is easy to find by the people who are looking for it.
Yeah. Okay.
So think about it like this.
Yeah.
When someone searches for something that you offer, you want your website to show up.
At the top of the list.
At the top, yeah.
Yeah, because let's be honest.
Yeah.
Nobody's going past that first page of Google.
Yeah.
You're invisible, basically, if you're not there.
Yeah.
So that's where SEO comes in.
Right.
It's about using those keywords, optimizing your website, and making sure that you are ranking high.
You're showing up.
So it's not just about manipulating algorithms.
No, it's not.
It's about creating content.
It's about creating content that's valuable.
That's good.
That's actually helpful to people.
That's really reassuring.
Yeah. You know, Google is getting smarter all the time.
Right.
they can recognize that.
Okay.
Like, they know what's good content.
Okay, okay.
They know what's just, like, keyword stuffing.
Got it.
So you have to create stuff that's actually worth reading, worth watching, you know?
Yeah. So what about all those online tools?
Yeah.
That you can use to, like, monitor your reputation?
Right.
Because Bradley mentions a few in the article.
He does, yeah.
Like Google Alerts.
Yeah.
Brand 24 mentioned. Okay.
Those are all great tools.
Have you used any of those?
I have, yeah.
What's your take?
I think Google Alerts is like a really great starting point.
Okay.
It's free.
Okay.
Easy to set up.
All right.
You just put in like keywords that you want to track.
Okay. So your name?
Yeah. Your name, your brand name.
Your company.
Yeah. Even your competitors.
Okay.
And then Google will send you an email anytime those things pop up online.
So you can kind of stay on top of?
You can stay on top of it.
What's being said.
See if there are any issues.
Yeah. Address it before it becomes this huge.
Right. Exactly.
And I think that's really smart.
It is. Yeah.
And then Brand 24, I mentioned, are those more?
Those are a little bit more in depth.
Okay.
They give you like more analysis. They can actually track the sentiment.
So like whether it's positive?
Yeah, positive, negative, neutral.
Wow.
And they can even help you identify influencers.
So you can see not only what people are saying.
Right.
But like the overall.
The tone of the conversation.
Tone, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really helpful.
Yeah, it's like a whole other level of.
Yeah. Insight.
But it's important to remember that these are just tools.
Okay.
Like they give you data.
Right.
But you still need a human.
Yeah.
To look at that data.
To make sense of it.
And figure out, okay, what do we do with this?
Right. You can't just set it and forget it.
You can't just set it and forget it.
And so speaking of taking action.
Okay.
There are times when it makes sense to bring in the expert.
Right. To call in the professionals.
When would you say that becomes necessary?
Bradley suggests considering that if you're facing a really complex or sensitive issue, something that might require specialized skills and resources, or if you just honestly don't have the time or the expertise to manage it effectively yourself.
So it's like any other field.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need that.
You need help.
Yeah, you get to call in the pros.
Exactly.
So what can you expect if you do decide to hire a reputation management agency?
They can offer a lot of different services from monitoring and analysis to content creation, media outreach.
Okay.
They can help you build a whole strategy.
So it's like having a whole team.
It's like having a whole PR team working for you.
That's pretty amazing.
It is. It can be really helpful, especially if you're dealing with something that's high stakes.
But you want to make sure you choose the right agency.
Oh, absolutely.
So do your research.
Yes. Do your
research. Find an agency that
understands you.
Yeah, and understands your goals.
Yeah, your goals and your values.
And speaking of values.
Yes.
This has been a really fascinating conversation.
It has.
Because we've kind of gone from talking about all these online tools and, you know, these strategies for managing a crisis to these really fundamental ideas of, like, honesty.
Yeah.
And authenticity.
It's about character, isn't it?
It is.
Like, at the end of the day,
yeah.
It's about who you are.
Yeah, it's about making sure that what you're projecting to the world really aligns with...
with who you are on the inside.
Yeah, your values.
Exactly.
And I think that's something that resonates with people.
Yeah, I think so too.
Whether you're, you know, the CEO of a company or a small business owner. Or just, you know, someone navigating their own personal life.
It all applies. And it reminds me of something that Bradley said in the article. He talked about how negative publicity can actually be an opportunity for growth.
Now, that's a really interesting concept.
Yeah.
How can something negative
actually
be positive?
It's all about perspective. Like, instead of viewing that negative feedback as like a threat, you can actually see it as valuable data.
Data that can help you improve.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like a mirror.
Ooh. I like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Showing you what you might not be seeing.
Okay. So you're embracing the challenge.
You're embracing it.
And using it as fuel.
Yes.
To grow.
To become better.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not about getting defensive.
No.
Or hiding it.
No. It's about leaning in.
Leaning in.
And saying, okay, what can I learn from this?
Wow. That's powerful.
Yeah.
So you're turning those uh-oh moments.
Yeah.
Into opportunities.
Yes.
To actually build trust.
Exactly.
And strengthen relationships.
That's the whole point.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It brings us back to the heart of reputation management.
Yeah.
It's about building those authentic connections.
Both online and offline.
Yes. It's about showing up consistently, being true to yourself,
yeah,
and making a positive impact on the world.
I love that.
Yeah. And you know, it's really interesting how we've kind of gone from talking about these online tools and crisis management to these really big ideas of honesty and authenticity.
Yeah, it's like we've zoomed out.
Yeah.
And it highlights that reputation management really isn't just about these technical strategies.
Right.
It's something much deeper.
It is. It's about character.
It's about who you are as a person
Exactly.
and making sure that that's what you're projecting out to the world.
Right, that your actions are matching your values.
Yeah, that you're walking the walk.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that resonates with people no matter who they are,
I agree.
whether you're, you know, a CEO or small business owner,
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
or just living your life.
It all applies.
Yeah.
It really does. And it reminds me of something that Bradley mentions in the article.
Okay.
He talks about how negative publicity can actually be an opportunity for growth.
Okay, now that's fascinating to me.
I know it sounds counterintuitive.
Yeah, how can something negative actually be positive?
It's a shift in perspective. Instead of looking at that negative feedback as a threat,
Oh, okay.
you can actually see it as valuable data.
A data that can help you.
Yeah, data that can help you figure out
Improve.
what you need to work on.
Yeah, like it's a mirror.
Exactly, like a mirror showing you
Showing you.
maybe a side of yourself that you
Yeah.
don't always see.
Okay, so you're embracing the challenge
You're embracing it.
and using it as fuel.
Yeah, you're using it to
So you get
grow.
better. So you're
Exactly.
not getting defensive or hiding it.
No, you're saying, okay, what can I learn from this?
So it's almost like you're taking those uh-oh moments
Yeah.
and turning them into opportunities.
Yeah, opportunities to build
But
trust
to build trust.
and strengthen relationships.
Wow, that's really powerful.
It is. It really is at the heart of reputation management.
Yeah.
It's about building and nurturing those authentic connections.
Yeah, both online and offline.
Exactly. It's about showing up consistently.
Being true to yourself.
Yes, and making a positive impact on the world.
I love that.
Yeah, me too.
So as we wrap up our deep dive today on reputation management,
Yes.
I think the key takeaway here is
Yeah.
be proactive,
Yes.
be authentic,
Be authentic.
and be willing to embrace those challenges.
Absolutely, because those challenges are going to come.
They are. It's inevitable.
They are, but it's how we deal with them.
That defines us.
Exactly.
Well, this has been such an insightful conversation.
It has. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course.
And we hope you've learned a lot
I hope so too.
about how to manage your reputation and build a strong, positive presence in the world.
Yeah, and remember these principles:
Yeah.
honesty, transparency,
Yeah.
engagement.
Yeah.
These are so important for a fulfilling and successful life.
Absolutely. This is not just about business.
It's about life.
This is about everything.
It is. It's about who we are.
Well, thank you again for being here.
It was my pleasure.
Until next time, stay curious and keep striving to be the best version of yourself.